Hey, welcome to another exciting episode of the Tech Geek Countdown Show. We are just 4 weeks away.
Woo-hoo.
I see we're wearing matching shirts today.
I know, we didn't call each other before this episode, unfortunately, to coordinate our style wear.
Yeah, but that's all right, it's the Haymarket.
This is an awesome pub, I will say.
Yes, absolutely.
This is where I had a really hard time pouring the beer.
Yes.
For Naz-Naz.
Yes.
So, yeah. I was schooled by the bartender on how to properly pour that particular beer. But I digress.
Because we're actually gonna be at the Hay Merchant while we're in Houston May 12th through the 15th,
yes.
Tech in North America. And you know what?
You know,
we've got to do this episode because the forum posts this week.
People are getting nervous. Like, we're getting nervous for other reasons because we have to make sure our stuff is ready to be able to show at Tech Ed. What if it's your first time? What would you do if it's your first time at Tech Ed?
Well,
a good question that comes up.
Second Stooge actually went to the forums, channel9.msdn.com/forums, and he asked, this is my first year for Tech Ed. I'm planning attending Tech Ed 101. I'm watching Channel 9 in the forums. Any other recommendations that will allow me to get the most out of Tech Ed?
So first of all,
he's got it covered.
He's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. If you somehow wander across this particular episode, and it's going to be your first time at Tech Ed, make sure you subscribe to the show or at least watch the previous editions of the show. We've done a whole bunch. I don't even remember how many we've done
15,
so far.
16, something like that. Yeah.
So we've done a whole bunch of different shows, and there's a variety of different topics that we cover on them. We cover an awful lot of stuff, but we decided to do a dedicated session just on newbies or new people to MS Tech Ed.
Absolutely.
For what you can do. So. How do you want to start this off? Just some tips or what?
Well, so
do the form, build your schedule, get ready, get prepared, and get ready to have fun.
Well, part of that is also making sure that you are connected socially, right?
Right.
Follow
the
Facebook page, follow Twitter, hashtag MSTechEd, also @TechEd_NA. Of course, you can follow us. We'll give those details at the end of the show.
And also other people's hashtags that they follow as well, like The Crew, which is a social and professional networking organization that was created from Tech Ed, that's there as a peer mentor type group to be able to help you through the conference, as well as find other different types of social activities and social parties as well. But they're a great resource beyond Tech Ed as well.
So, and that's K-R-E-W-E.
Right.
So it's hashtag T-H-E-K-R-E-W-E. So follow The Crew, join the crew, and then also you can get more details on their website, which is iamcrew.org, and that, again, K-R-E-W-E. So check that out.
So in the forums, this is a specific area, which allows you to talk about Tech Ed, Tech Ed North America. And in there, you'll see a number of people having other suggestions they're sharing with you. Mm-hmm. We're taking a couple of tidbits from there and our own personal experiences of working with Tech Ed.
Absolutely. So, once you get, or actually, maybe it's not even there. Maybe it's, and we'll do maybe an episode on kind of stuff that we pack. But, you know, once you're there, there's some super important things that you want to make sure you do. Number one, first and foremost, and you'll see this on any newbie post. Every single time we say, hey, it's my first time, what should I expect? Expect to walk a lot,
yes.
So bring comfortable shoes.
And as we also state, don't just buy brand new shoes
to break in
at Tech Ed. Walk around backwards in them for about a couple of weeks before you come to be able to break them in faster. But wear comfortable shoes. Wear layers because it can be cold inside and hot outside,
because
it is Houston.
It is hot outside, and then they've got the
air conditioning
full bore,
on minus 20.
stay comfortable and stay awake.
So wear layers for sure. We can't stress the comfortable shoes. I'm actually more of a boot person. I know other people are tennis shoe types. Some people are cross trainers. It really depends on whatever decides to work for you.
Yeah, but whatever works for you. Just don't wear new shoes. Make sure they're broken and uncomfortable because you are on your feet a ton.
So as a newbie, you should absolutely plan on being there early. In other words, arrive on the Saturday or the Sunday, mm-hmm. Sunday at a minimum, because first of all, you should register, get your badge, get yourself squared away, sit down in a nice spot, look at the mini conference guide. The mini conference guide will have the Wi-Fi code for you, and it'll also have maps and layouts of where all the different places are inside that convention center.
Yeah, the conference guide that's actually in the bag, not the mini one that you have around your badge. That also has some of that information, but that's more for the, while you're there, just kind of last minute, what was the session that I wanted to go to here?
Right.
What room is that in? But the full conference guide that's going to come in the bag, you're going to want to go through that, get the lay of the land, figure out that conference center. The Houston Convention Center is unique in the fact that it's not this big, massive end-to-end thing. It's stacked on top of each other, so there's going to be multiple floors. Figure out where the meal hall is, figure out where the expo hall is, figure out where the keynote room is, because those are the things that you're going to want to know for day one.
Anything else we're missing on that one there? Lay of the Land. I think we're
covering
that one there.
Carry
the One. I think we're good for that one there.
All right, brilliant.
Obviously, you've by this point already gone in and added stuff to your schedule. By now, you would be able to take that schedule and bring it into your calendaring program of choice, be that an iPhone, be that an Android device, be it mm-hmm. a Microsoft device, a Windows phone, an Outlook calendar, Google calendar, whatever. It can all happen because you now have iCal feeds that have the proper room information on it.
So, yeah, and this is important because if you're watching this video here 4 weeks out, make sure that you wait until all of the time slot information and room information is actually in
right.
your schedule builder before you do an export. I typically won't do an export to my calendar until I actually am, usually it happens when I'm at the gate at the airport waiting to go out
yep.
And fly out. That's when I'll actually take that and do that export, import it into my calendar because I'm pretty much final when I leave.
Right. Another thing you can do is to be aware of is be aware of the fact that things like social activities, you know, we call them parties because it's fun. Social activities, networking opportunities in the hallways, meet and greets that impromptu just kind of happen. Those are a critical part of what's important about TechEd. And mm-hmm. it's one of the biggest reasons why people come to TechEd is actually yep. for these networking opportunities. So make time, even if you're more of a hotel person, mm-hmm. believe it or not, like me, you make your time to force yourself out of your comfort box to go off and to meet someone new, sit with someone different at lunch, open
and
up a conversation.
And that's key. I was just going to say yeah. that. That's one of my favorite ways of meeting somebody new. Different people, and we actually do this. We typically don't eat lunch at the show together. What we'll try to do is we'll span off and we'll jump on different tables and meet.
Or worst case scenario, we'll at least sit on opposite sides of the table so other
yes.
people can be around. But
absolutely.
That's if we get to eat lunch, because normally we're working during lunch.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But normally you'll see us running across the convention yeah. center shoving a sandwich in our mouth
absolutely.
As we're trying to get from one place to another.
Another good recommendation people actually come up with for first-timers to large conferences like this is bring extra bags.
Suitcases,
an extra
duffels.
Large suitcase, a collapsible duffel bag, because you probably inevitably will end up coming back with additional resources, takeaways, giveaways, trash and trinkets stuff like t-shirts and bibs and bobs and whatever you happen to have gotten, miniature lightsabers, who knows what. Bring them back for the
Sharks
kids.
Sharks with lasers.
Sharks with lasers we're trying for this year. But you need a larger bag for that potentially. So make sure you bring an extra bag to be able to do that. Another one, this is a bit more on the packing side of things, but someone, and I always recommend this, is bring a power strip.
Yeah, so there's two purposes there. First of all is being able to power your multiple devices that you have. I know this, I travel a lot. Hotels, you've got that one outlet in the entire room that you're trying to charge everything to, so it's nice to have that. I have just a little four, you know, plug power strip that I carry with me. It's
yep.
super small, super tiny. But also when you're in the breakout rooms and if you need to charge, because you've taken so many notes from these great sessions, you need to charge, you can connect in there and you can make friends. So it's another
right.
opportunity to meet your friends there at the conference and make friends because you're like, hey, look, we've got one jack here. Let me swap it out.
I don't recommend you use the extra power outlets to power your secondary monitor. That you might also bring with you as well, especially if it's a CRT device.
You are the
device.
Only person here
I know,
who brings a secondary monitor with them in your knapsack.
So just be aware of that one there. another good tip that we always like to talk about is hydrate, 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 hydrate.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. Now, Houston, Texas, it will be warm and humid. I don't
right.
think it's going to be oppressingly hot in May. It usually isn't. It starts to warm up there. But it's also going to be humid. You're going to be moving from air conditioning outside. Hydration is important. Plus, also you may have social gatherings and be,
you may have a little bit of toxins from the previous evening you need to clear out, whatever it happens to be. There is going to be a water bottle. Last I heard.
Yes, absolutely.
We didn't get a chance to get it for the bag show, but we did have the ability to talk to the designer of the water bottle. It's kind of cool. Refill that one there, wash it obviously, and then refill that one there.
Yeah, and there'll be water stations all through yep. the conference center, and then of course your soft drinks is choice, but make sure you're hydrating. Water is a very important thing.
Another good thing that we do as seasoned veterans is we actually go to a local grocery store and pick up a flat of water or something to that equivalent to bring back to the hotel rooms.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something, you know, is really important. Just again, hydration, while we're there, we don't always get to be at the conference center right. during all the open hours. Sometimes we're there way early, sometimes yeah. we stay way late. So having something in your hotel room. Also, I keep a little nibblies, a few yeah. snacks, bars.
Protein bars and snacks. I know some people actually go off and have made arrangements to have a fridge in their room or remove stuff from the fridge, to put stuff in the fridge, and they'll get some fresh fruit, they'll get like milk, and they get cereal too.
Just, yeah, absolutely.
That's just what they do.
And there's a grocery store right close to the convention center yeah. if you're staying downtown. Excuse me. Also, if you're out in the gallery area, there's plenty of little places, some pharmacies, you know, kind of your Walgreens, CVS kind of thing there. And so pretty much get some stuff, make yourself comfortable, right? Because we obviously you're going to have meals, but sometimes you're running in between. We've got snacks as well, but I like to keep a few things in my bag as well.
Continuing with your existing routines for things like workouts.
Yeah, so I've been kind of on this little workout crazy kick thing here lately, which is why I drink water, a ton and ton of water.
And you're also a Fitbitter.
I am a Fitbitter.
Yep. So you'll be surprised the number of steps that you'll be covering throughout the course of the day. Maybe not as many, because this year is up and downs with escalators.
So you're going to get stairs.
Well, only if you walk the escalators. You
well,
can't
yeah,
just stand on the escalator and get
there.
Stairs.
I'm going to walk up it.
You got to walk up the escalators.
You're still going to get your steps in.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of walking there. So if you're a Fitbitter, follow along there. Also, yeah. So what's your take on, you know, working out and running? Now, I tend to do the hamster thing, right? Just find me a
yeah.
treadmill, I'll get on and I'll run in the morning.
I know people have already gone out and are starting to talk about jogging routes around the Houston area.
Yeah.
On the forums, I've seen a couple of posts there. There's also a hashtag someone has started called TechEdFit, I do believe.
There you go.
That are talking about different group runs that you might be interested in partaking in. I saw some guys trying to organize that just recently on the Twitter's hashtag. I also tend to be more of a treadmill person because I tend to have to be at the set at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning. So when I do happen to partake, I try to work out at least 3 times a week. I have not been as regimented as you have recently, so I'm still trying to fight those pounds before I get to actual Tech Ed itself.
Yeah.
But I've been sick recently. You know,
so there's plenty of opportunities to network, connect in,
yep.
take a look at the forums. For those people who do, I know that last year there was a group that did CrossFit.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there was a group that had a running group. There were actually, I heard of a few people last year that actually went and got one of those boot camp style workouts organized for the week.
Can you imagine like doing CrossFit, lifting up like servers and like, you know, and then having to flip server racks across the hall?
You got to throw the cable across the drop ceiling.
Pulling the cables back and forth.
We're going to create our own. We're
gonna I like
have to
that.
Create that.
Someone's
going to
come up with a CrossFit workout for Tech Ed. I will be there if you make it.
We should trademark that before we move any further.
I think we will. another thing that people come up with, and this is something that we deal with all the time, is you're meeting lots and lots of people. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, get lots of rest, and also take care of yourself. Also worry about possibly ensuring that you have clean hands.
Yes.
We all sanitizers. So we keep
yes.
a little sanitizer bottle to keep our hands clean.
Yep.
Because we're meeting and greeting and shaking people's hands, that sort of stuff. So that's there as a good cautionary note.
Wash your hands too, please,
yep.
Constantly.
You don't want to get other people infected or sick, right?
Yeah.
Because we're all there for the same amount of time. So
And we've had this happen before previous conferences and previous events where there's a flu bug going around and it's amazing how quick it can spread there. So just, you know, basic sanitary things. Those are something that, you know, if you've not been to a conference this size where you're around those people, just it's basic, you know, and like Rick said, we keep a little bit of a little bottle of hand sanitizer around as well because, you know, we're meeting, talking yep. to people and, you know.
That's good. You know what? This is actually a good trend. You know, we'll cover some more stuff with what to pack potentially in an upcoming episode because that tends
yep.
to be very interesting. People like to know the kind of stuff that we pack as road warriors. But if speaking of meeting people and talking and stuff like that, you can come and meet us. Like,
yes,
if you wanted to,
in person.
So we're doing a special thing that's called, along with a good friend, Richard Campbell. We're doing MS Tech Ed 101. If you wanted to come and join us, it's happening twice. Once in the morning at 1 or early afternoon at 1 o'clock,
yep.
and once later in the day at 4 o'clock, I do believe,
mm-hmm.
In the same room at Tech Ed, completely free on the Sunday. And we go through 75 minutes of suggestions, orientation, stuff that we do on the show here.
Yep.
We talk about the maps, the layout of the land, and things like that, all around new attendees to the Tech Ed environment.
But you don't have to be a new attendee to attend
right.
Tech Ed 101.
Oh, yeah.
This is even for the seasoned veteran.
Yeah.
You might pick up something and learn something that you haven't learned A lot of times what happens, and I'm guilty of this as well, particularly when traveling, I kind of get caught up in the Travel Joey. Travel Joey does certain things every single time, right?
Yep.
I eat at the same places. I kind of follow the same routine and same schedule. And if you've been doing Tech Ed for a while, you may end up falling into that kind of same routine and be missing out on opportunities, be missing out on things like the Women in Technology Luncheon, be missing out on some of the more social gatherings. And maybe you're just not an extrovert like we are, and you just kind of want a great opportunity. Tech Ed 101 is a great opportunity for the first day to start meeting people, because actually one of the things that we do when we first get into the room is introduce ourselves, and then you introduce yourself to the person next to you on
Hi.
Either side. Hi, I'm Joey.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's amazing.
It is.
I don't know that I've ever met you in person.
You know, I've heard of you before, but I always wanted to shake your hand.
Oh, well, thanks.
I always wanted to shake your hand.
So, great opportunity, Tech Ed 101. It's on Sunday, the day before. So you go in, get there early, register, go through your bag, go through, read that conference guide, as we mentioned, and then come check out Tech Ed 101. Again, Rick and I, and then, of course, Richard Campbell. It's a lot of fun. I actually really enjoy doing Tech Ed 101.
Yeah, it's highly scripted. We make sure that we follow every single point possible, and nothing ever goes wrong.
No.
There might even be some things that we throw out into the crowd. Not guaranteed, but we're trying to get budget for a t-shirt cannon again this year, but it was rejected last year because of safety issues. You didn't trust me with the t-shirt cannon.
I still don't.
So I'm trying to see if I can work it in this year. Maybe I'll just bring my own.
The reality is we have slides. We're lucky if we actually get through any of them.
Yeah. speaking of sessions, though, there's one more tip that we can give you is the fact that some of the more popular sessions that you might hear about on the forums, as I call it, the Marks, the Manassis
Marks.
And the Rusinoviches,
yep.
Mark Rusinovich and Mark Manassi and others, their sessions are in the bigger rooms. And if you want to get a good seat, you might want to get there relatively early to be able to get access to the room, to be able to get a good seat, if a good seat's important to you. That's another quick little tip that just happened across my Twitter stream right now.
Excellent, excellent. Now, as always, if you just managed to get to this video because you searched First Timer at Tech Ed and you haven't caught any of the other countdown videos, we've been covering off a ton of stuff in terms of what to do in Houston. We actually went down there, did some cool things there.
Yep.
Talk about all the different things like certification, the fact that you've got exams at half price, all the sessions, how to build out your schedule, all of those things. So simply just take a look. You can go to channel9.msdn.com, go to shows, choose countdown. You can watch all the previous episodes there. So I highly recommend that you do that.
You could even watch ones from the previous couple of years too, because it's all the same thing.
Yeah, it changes, right? Yeah. We add more information and new information. But yeah, absolutely, if you're new to Tech Ed. So first of all, I guess it's, you know, we should have done this at the top of the show, but if you're new to Tech Ed, welcome. We are glad you are here. If you're still on the fence, you want to get registered. MSTechEd.com. This place is filling up fast. You want to get in on this. You want to do some pre-cons too.
I've been watching the internal numbers crank through, and let me tell you, it's close.
It's going to be fantastic. Also, interact with us. As we mentioned before on the forums, channel9.msdn.com/forums. Interact with us as well as the other community. Follow me on the Twitters. I'm @JoeySnow.
I'm @RicksterCDN. We forgot one possible other way you can meet us besides MS101 if you wanted to.
Oh?
We're going to be doing stuff during the sessions and during the breaks and lunches.
Can't talk about that.
Okay, I'll wait.
Sorry.
I'll hold it.
Hold on to that.
No problem.
We've got a special show coming up just for that.
I forgot it.
Sorry.
Exactly. All talking ahead of time.
All right.
Make sure you register at mstechnet.com. Stick around. Come check out previous shows. Thank you very much for sticking around for the newbie show. We appreciate it. And
see you next week.
See you next week.